Welcome to Music in a New World, a series of half-hour programs which explore the music of ethnic communities across America. Your host for these programs is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
I'm going to leave from Russia, but not exactly now place. In Zem, I take this place.
And did you get a letter from him?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He called me out, and we had a conversation.
Oh, you called him long distance from Tashkent?
Right. I said, if you want to come as fast as possible, so it's
the faster
be
possible.
As fast as possible, it's going to be better for you. Otherwise, you can't get out from Russia. You'll be stuck.
Otherwise, you'll be stuck.
Yeah.
The one playing the accordion is named Boris. He's the fellow who telephoned from Tashkent to find out if the coast was clear. Hello, I'm Carl Signell with a program on the music of Soviet Central Asia. A trio of Jewish musicians from Tashkent in Uzbekistan and an Armenian musician from Azerbaijan, all now living and performing in New York City. A Georgian dance tune on the accordion, Boris Malkinzon. He's accompanied by Zoya Simantov on the large tambourine called Doire. Zoya was a professional singer in Tashkent. When I first heard her sing, I thought she sounded exceptionally good, but I wanted the opinion of an expert. Ted Levin spent a year in Uzbekistan researching the music there, and he's writing a PhD dissertation on it at Princeton University.
She's a very extraordinary singer. I would say one of the most extraordinary that I've heard.
In Tashkent?
Yes.
What could you compare her to in America?
Well, it's not possible since she's, I would think, unique in this country.
Surnay Navose. Tinglab surnay navosi
Zoya Simantov, singing an Uzbek popular song about, what else, unrequited love. I think the kind of music performed by Zoya and her friends is best heard in the intimate surroundings of a private home among friends. Ted Levin.
I spent actually many evenings in the homes of Uzbeks. We would arrive maybe at 6 o'clock, and you take off your shoes and go in, and there would be a table laden with what they call in Russian zakuski or hors d'oeuvres, and you'd have these foods and drinks and vodka and cognac, and then there would be a number of courses served, maybe 4 or 5, 6 courses, but very, very slowly. And in between the courses, there would be long breaks, and in those breaks, there would be music and there would be recitations of poetry.
Arahisar. This is a lyric song, and he's dreaming about to meet the girl, and on his heart he has some kind of, you know, hope and emotion, feeling, you know.
چشمه ای سرمه چرم حلقش با دیگر از من جهان را با من در چرانیم از تو افتر زده ای با من در چرانیم از تو افتر زده ای با.
Singing Tajik folk music, Zoya's brother Simeon Simantov, he likes to be called Sam. I asked him what he'd like to do in this country.
I would like to sing American songs. It was my hobby in Russia. I was a singer for 8 years, popular singer. Love on the rocks, ain't no big surprise. Just pull me a drink and I tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing a blues all the time. I used to play.
Zoya, her brother Sam, and Boris can cover a pretty broad repertoire, but the most difficult and demanding genre is called shashmakam.
Shashmakam is the classical music tradition of what is now Soviet Central Asia, specifically the cities of Bukhara, Samarkand, Khiva, Kokand. It goes back at least 200 years in its present form, but before that it goes back at least another 1,000 years.
Samarkand ushoghi. It's a love story. She fell in love with a man, and he was very handsome man. She was missing him, his big black eyes, his nice smile. Well, she says that she has got his letter, but she's not sure that he is in love with her or not.
Yauki zulfi kajun Yauki zulfi kajun ya chashmi sur masa inja ostay wa ya nigawi gar muada دیل ربا اینجاست ای وای زیبای تا بسرش هر گجا کمی
within one piece, the sections simply correspond to the different couplets of the poetic text or the different stanzas. Each of these sections tends to be at a different registral level or pitch level, and it starts off generally very low and then proceeds at the culmination of the piece, which is called the auj, to a very high register. And this is the place where the singer can display his or her vocal virtuosity.
Pardon me for interrupting, but I'd like you to hear a different performance of this same piece.
So
Played Tajik, Georgian, Tatar, Uzbek, Persian, everything else. Can you put that in some kind of perspective for me? Is this usual for Jews, or is this usual for musicians? Or
Well, this is intrinsic to the what you might call the musician class of a lot of Oriental and even Eastern European areas. You might analogize the Bukharan Jews to the gypsies in Eastern Europe, that they are the musicians and that they serve the musical needs of many different ethnic communities that surround them.
Music from the Crimea, a Tatar dance tune in 7-8, played by recently emigrated Soviet Jews from Uzbekistan. Not far from where Zoya and her friends live in Queens, I visited an Armenian who plays the spike fiddle called Kemenche. His name is Andranik Arustamian, and one of the most interesting pieces in his repertoire is an adaptation for his instrument of an epic song. A singer of this kind of epic is called an ashug, which means lover. Lover in the same sense as in the Song of Songs in the Bible.
Armenian popular songs, Dunen Gelchen, Sayat Noah, Ashuk, arrangement for Kemenche, Andranik Arustamian.
Thank you.
Andranik Arustamyan, playing in the epic song style on his instrument, the spike fiddle called Kemenche. He's an Armenian from Soviet Azerbaijan. That's our accordion player, Boris, whom we heard earlier on this program. He feels just as comfortable playing Misty as he does with Tajik folk songs, Uzbek court music, or many other styles. Like his friends Sam and Zoya, he's a musical chameleon. But if I had to choose just one of their styles to listen to, there's no doubt that would be the delicate and sinuous shashmakam. There's a modest interest in shashmakam among the Central Asians here, but I'd predict that once the international music circuit catches on to it, we'll hear it a lot more at festivals, in universities, and on radio and television. This music is too good to lose. If you'd like to comment on this program, please drop a line to Music in a New World, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. That's Music in a New World, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. I'd like to thank the musicians for their cooperation. Zoya Simantov, Sam Simantov, Boris Malkinzon, and Andranik Arustamyan. Ted Levin was the consultant for the Uzbek music. Post-production engineering was by Paul Blakemore and Leo Del Aguila. And I'm Carl Signell. Thanks for listening. Won't you please join me for the next edition of Music in a New World.
You've been listening to Music in a New World, a series of programs exploring ethnic music in communities across America. This program was produced by Carl Signell, who is solely responsible for its content. The production of this program was made possible with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio's Satellite Program Development Fund. Music in a New World is distributed by NFCB, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.